The contamination was caused by melting plastic pipes and meters. As water pressure dropped off during the inferno, a vacuum formed in the pipes, pulling toxic gases into the lines. Broken by heat into component substances, the plastic formed benzene, a cancer-causing chemical. In the aftermath, experts were divided on a course of action. Months later, work is well underway. Mickey Rich is a spokeswoman for the Paradise Irrigation District.
We have tested every single main line. We are 86% of the way done with the testing of all the main lines in Paradise. Only 98% of the main lines that we have tested are cleared.
Some contaminated water main segments are now isolated. Rich said they're in neighborhoods that remain depopulated and that they'll be replaced as people move back. As far as pipes leading to a home, called laterals, they also undergo testing. Rich said water is kept in the pipes for 72 hours before being sampled, long enough for dangerous compounds to leach into the water and be detected by testing.
When there is no contaminants that come back, we give you the clearance.
PID is concentrating on making repairs to infrastructure serving surviving homes and homes about to be reconstructed. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.